It's your house here, though. I set up the studio, got the lighting, got the camera. I'm looking at us, making sure we good, got the levels up. We are here. I know, but we had to take a mental break.
We did, to regroup, refocus.
Yes. And so we're going to talk about this episode, kind of what's going on with us, what our focus is on for the fourth season. Four.
That's wild.
Yes. So as always, Robin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to Disaster Dating 101. I'm Natasha Renee.
And I'm Robin Brion.
Come join this disastrous journey as we talk about our dating horror stories,
real life issues,
and how we can work through these issues to create a healthy space and becoming a better you for you. And today's episode is I Am Not Okay.
I'm not okay. And it's okay to not be okay.
I know. I know you guys haven't seen us. I have been dealing with like real life stuff. Like last season, I know I said it, but
your life has been lifing. I have a patient, I always said it. She'd be like, Miss Robin, life just be lifing. And I'm like, that's true.
Yeah, I had surgery, like major surgery. Last season, I did a Kanye, you know, where I was just all in my feelings and in my emotions, and I really had to, like, you know, I was just saying how I felt. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of my emotions was true in season three, but I could have said some things a little bit nicer.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
It's how you say it. Yep. So I don't know if some people may have noticed, some episodes may have disappeared. Like season three, I was just really in my feelings and I had to refocus. And I was just learning that trying to date when you're really mentally going through is not a safe space. So I met a couple of people on the way. I'm sorry that y'all may have been in a crossfire. Some relationships I was really trying to have. But I just realized that it wasn't that I wasn't ready for those relationships. It was before entering into those spaces, I just really had to deal with myself. Mm-hmm. Have you been in situations like that?
Oh, most definitely. Where it's like, I got to focus on me. I got to be at the top of my priority list. Because, one, how can I be good to you if I'm not good to myself? And I got to, you know, regroup. And it's, sometimes it's hard because sometimes we yearn for the companionship when we're going through stuff. But we do more damage, not only to ourselves, but to other people. And that's not our intent.
Correct. And so I guess the first focus point is why we need to take mental breaks and also some breaks from dating. Hmm. So for me, you know, I talk about my dating horror stories. This isn't really a dating horror story, but it was just the mess that was around that created good spaces, but bad spaces. And then also dealing with people that were love bombing and stuff like that. So it's like 2021, 2022, I should have just took a break. Mm-hmm. But instead, like I said, I was in my emotions. And I came across a rebound. And I enjoyed it. It was getting me away from what was going on in my life.
Okay.
So I wasn't handling the real issue. And not my issues in life, because I was handling everything. I ended up graduating. I handle everything. But when it came to those relationship spaces, I was ignoring them. Mm. You know, there were conversations that should have been had instead of just, you know what, I'm mad, I'm walking away. Mm-hmm. And so you have the rebounds, you have the moments when you break down and realize, okay, I need to take a break. Then when you're starting all over, you're coming into the spaces with the wrong people.
Yeah.
But you think they have the best intents,
and sometimes they don't.
They don't. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I said, this season I really want to want us, and we talked about it, you know, we talked offline about what was going on. We talked offline about really trying to focus on mental health this season. I think we always press it, but to, like, really being in those spaces, and then, like, when you're dealing with your issues and trying to bring those issues to others, we don't talk about those
at all.
And that's why I'm like, this season we definitely need to, because people say, oh, you got to be healed. Yeah, you do, but you won't be completely
healed. Exactly. And that's what I always say, to a certain extent.
Yes.
You know, you want to be healed and emotionally available, but you're absolutely right. You're not going to be 100%. You're not going to be there with everybody, but it takes you having to know you to do the work.
Yeah.
So that you can be a better you.
So I will ask you, Robin, why isn't it good to date when you're not mentally ready?
Because you just lose sight of yourself. And sometimes, you know, it might be a transference of energy. So if you're going through something and somebody, their intent really might be to do right by you and to do good. And they really want to be that person. They want to be that safe space for you. But when you're not there, that transference of your energy and mood can go off to somebody else.
That's true.
And now you've created a toxic environment.
Yes. Just being toxic all around.
Just being toxic all around.
I mean, that's what I've heard. You are toxic. I'm healing. I'm not toxic.
I'm going through. I'm dealing with past trauma. I'm healing.
I'm so happy you brought that up, because that was one thing that I know I talked to you about was, hey, Robin, like, I'm dealing with some trauma that I thought I fixed. Mm-hmm. And it's like, even in those datings and triggers, and it's like little things would just trigger me. And I'm like, nah, I need to just take a step back. Yeah. So while we're taking steps back, you know, we're going to. Good part one.
Good, excellent part
but
one.
But it just seemed like we were doing some recording beforehand, because I'm like, this is quick.
I know, right?
But we'll tell you all about that a little later in a couple of more episodes. So we're going to end part one and go back into part two. And we are back with part two of I Am Not Okay. All right. So as you guys know, or for all our new listeners, what Robin and I go through is part one, we talk about the issue. So we discuss dating and not being mentally ready and just things that we need to focus on. So part two, we try to resolve the issue. Like, how can we create these spaces? Like, what good things can we do in bad situations? So Robin, my question to you is, what are some self-care routines we can try when we're not okay?
So everybody's different, right? So when you're not okay, do something that you find joy in. Sometimes when we're not okay, you know, slight depression can come through. So with depression, sometimes we lose motivation, lack of interest. But if you can at least go back to a part when it was a happy point in your life that you can get, whether it's painting, art, exercising, cooking, going to the spa, you know, finding that interest that you know truly put a smile on your face, because right now you can't smile, so you got to reflect back and like, well, what made me smile before this?
And also know that it's okay if you didn't do it,
or give yourself grace.
You have to give yourself grace, because with me, you know, some of you guys know I work at home, so I'm in my space by myself all day, every day. I wake up to me, I turn around, it is just me in my apartment. And one thing I started to do before it got cold is I would take a walk. Just a 20-minute walk around the corner. I would get on the phone with my friend, and I always tell her, if I'm not on the phone with you, that means I'm not walking. So we created a routine. I would get on the phone, call her, make sure I just walk just to get out.
And you made a good point. Routine is key, especially when you're going through mental health. Like you said, there are going to be some days that you just don't feel like doing anything. Give yourself grace. And when you go through, you're allowed to have bad days. We're all allowed to have bad days. And that's what it's like. It's okay to not be okay. But telling yourself, all right, like if today is Saturday, I'm going to try my best tomorrow on Sunday to get this done. And even if it's 5 minutes, like how you said, you take a 20-minute walk. Like, and I think if you make that, like, every Sunday, I'm going to take this walk.
Yeah.
You don't got to do every day, because right now you're not in the probably the mental space to do anything every day in consistency and with consistent routine. But if you can commit to that one day, put a reminder in your phone, and even if you feel like, oh, my gosh, I can't do this right now. All right, let me set my alarm for 20 minutes from now, 2 hours from now, see how I'm feeling. Because once you get that one thing done, you feel good about yourself.
You do. You feel like you accomplished something, that you achieved something. And like you said, you have to give yourself grace. Great conversation.
Yes.
So I was like, this seems so quick.
I know. Because it's just me and you.
I know.
No offense, boys. Not at all. You're not boys, men.
All right. So if you guys remember, in season 3, we started a new segment with the Dating 101 card game. We do have some special things coming up with those great people who created it.
Yes.
Anybody that is following us on social media, Robin and I, we really don't go on the Disaster Dating 101 podcast page, but make sure you're following our personal pages, public personal pages. So you can see us doing Homeboys Conversation. So we have been doing some of the cards. They have come up with other cards. We will provide more information on another episode with that. So today we're gonna, as always, Robin to pick a card, then I'll pick a card, and then we'll answer. What was it? I answer yours. Yeah. We still end up answering both of them.
Right. All right, Natasha. Your mate gets a dream job offer in another state, but plans to turn it down because of you. Would you be okay with that?
I feel like we did this one.
Did we do this one?
I think we did that one.
You want to do another one?
Yeah, we can do another one. I mean, we played like literally the whole set.
The whole set. 2-3 times. We definitely did that one.
See, so.
I know. I'm trying to find one that is.
We didn't go through the cards before we set up. Like I said, we're recording backwards, basically.
I think we did this one, too, because I feel like I remember your answer. I'm just going to do okay, I don't think we did this
one. Okay.
On a date night with your mate, you see your ex and a fight ensues. Your mate is arrested and sentenced to 3 years. Do you feel obligated to stay with them?
I'm not about that life. If you got 3 years, it all depends on how long we've been together.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like that does play some part. But I am a big person. Like, I feel like when you do something. Now, if it was a mistake and you got blamed for something, I'm holding you down all the way. But if you did something that's just like, really? You on your own.
Yeah.
Like, you really are. Hold on. I love, shout out to Weed TV. I mean, hopefully y'all hear this.
That is her
love
show.
Love After Lockup. I watched
you
it last
and everybody
night.
Else got me watching. Like, is it back on?
Yeah. Okay. I watched it faithfully. Like, I watched that show faithfully. And on Fridays at 8 o'clock, I'm watching the episode before the week before.
Shout out.
Getting ready for the new one. Love After Lockup. Love Before Lockup. Love During Lockup. I am all about that lockup life.
Oh.
I am. But
in real life,
I ain't about that life.
Yeah. I'm definitely not about that life. Like, as an Aquarius, I'm loyal to a fault and loyal to a T, but 3 years, I'll still write you. Like, I'll write you. I'll put money in your commissary.
I ain't putting no money.
All that. Man, I'll be like, depending on what you did, I ain't putting no money. But knowing me, I probably would. Anyways, but that's it. Like, because 3 years is going to be a long time. I've been moved off. I'd have been married, had another baby.
That
three
part.
<years.
laughs> All right. Let me see what I got over here. I don't think we did this one on here. Do you judge people by their social media pages?
Now, sometimes if it's outside of dating, like sometimes I'm like, yeah, okay, you. So I do a lot, but I'll be like, okay, some people just really do a lot of stuff. But I feel like in dating, I really don't, because I feel like every guy that I talk to, I follow them on social media and I just have IG. They don't do nothing. They don't post. Okay. And I'm a poster.
Yeah, I'm learning more, especially with a lot of these friend requests that keep popping up. And like all I see is like jokes or memes and different videos. You can't really judge some people. Now, if you half naked and just consistently naked on your page and just trying to get some attention. Mm-hmm. Like, I know somebody that it does, like, content. He's been on, I don't know him directly. He is my IG friend. He does the nude modeling with this one guy. So, you know, for him, I expect to see and lust over
it. Yeah, he's promoting his page. And his page.
But if you ain't got nothing going on, it's one person I do see that I went to high school with, and every time I see his page, I just be like, really? Somebody please call this man and tell him to get off of social media. So, I mean, it all depends on what the content is. Because it does sometimes say a lot about your character, especially some people who want the likes. Men, I think it's so different than women.
Yeah, I mean, I can't
like, know, like for y'all to be up there trying to get pictures. Oh, you are so cute. Oh, you're that. It's just be like, really? I mean, yes, you are attractive, but chill. Mm-hmm. But great way to start season four.
Yes.
You guys, like I said, we are on a mental health break. We got a lot of great things that are actually going to be going on while we release season four. As you all know, we got a boot camp going on.
Literally.
We do episodes, but we will have some lives. We will, like I said, we got a lot of events that we've been invited to. So we got a lot of stuff going on for Disaster Data 101. And Robin, how can they find you?
On Instagram at Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, underscore 217.
And you can find me, Natasha Renee, underscore the creator, on IG. You can also follow us on Instagram at Disaster Data 101 Podcast. Make sure you're following us on YouTube. And you'll hear the rest of that information on our credits. Thank you, guys. I'm so, so excited.
We're back, baby.
Yes, we are back like we ain't left. And shout out to Moldova. Like, if y'all listen all the way to the end, shout out to Moldova. I don't know who you all are out there listening, but we have a huge listening base out in Moldova. Shout out to Pandora.
Yes.
For keeping our numbers up while we've been off. But thank you guys so much for your support and good night.
I didn't see it, but I had heard just that. That he didn't know his dad was so alive.
It ain't even about the dad part. It's about the part where he talks about dating. Or no, finding love. And saying that those toxic traits that you think, you really think is love, and you really think that you gonna love on somebody, not even realizing that, like, it's not what it is. And he was like, I want to thank you guys for listening. Disaster Data 101 is available on all major streaming platforms. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Disaster Dating 101 Podcast. Twitter, Disaster Date 101. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. You can follow me, Natasha Renee, at NatashaRenee_thecreator, and Robin
at Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, _217.
And also, if you would like to purchase the Dating 101 cards, you can go to www.walkinginwholenessllc.com/dating101. You can also follow them at Dating 101 Card Game on Instagram. Thank you guys so much for listening, and good night.
Thank you. Good night.